This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we're on Unfiltered. All the news is fit to print. The New York Times is a scam. That's what it really comes down to. It's actually a New York Times editor who admitted that today. And I'll get to that story in just a few minutes. He actually said the New York Times built our newsroom around the Russian collusion hoax. Admitted that. But in the meantime, I want to get back a little bit for a minute here to Israel and the right to ban Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib from entering Israel. And so there's a commentary out there by, I think it was Breitbart. Yeah, it's in Breitbart, and it talks about Lee Zeldin, who is a congressperson from New York, a Republican congressperson from New York. And he says that Israel is right and that the pro-BDS, meaning pro-boycott, Omar and Tlaib have bad intentions all around. He said, I'm certainly not surprised by the banning. If you want to tear down another country, you shouldn't be surprised. You're not welcome with open arms in that country, and you may not be welcomed at all in that country. Israel has a policy that does not allow BDS activists, boycott activists, into their country. It's not just a movement filled with anti-Israel hate. It's filled up with anti-Semitic hate, meaning they hate Jews. From the founder of BDS to college students on campus all across the country who in the name of BDS are being targeted with blatant anti-Semitism. And Israel has a policy they chose to enforce. And Omar and Tlaib's itinerary for their proposed trip to Israel listed their destination as Palestine. They didn't even mention Israel. What a put down. He said Tlaib and Omar have approached this entire issue dangerously wrong. He said they need to develop a genuine interest in listening to and learning from everyone and not just promoting one side and revisionist history. Tlaib supports a one-state solution that removes Jews from power in Israel. It was just a couple of weeks ago that Rashida Tlaib was on the floor of the House of Representatives and giving a speech equating boycotting Israel to boycotting Nazi Germany. I used to think Ilhan Omar was the worst in the world, by the way. Now, Rashida Tlaib might move slightly ahead of her. Zeldin went on. It was only 3 weeks ago in a House Foreign Affairs Committee that Ilhan Omar, in opposition to a resolution opposing boycotts, remember, boycotts are called BDS movement, she spent her entire 5 minutes blaming Israel for everything. Ilhan Omar even went so far as packaging the only reference to Hamas. That one point she made referencing Hamas violence, both before, during, and after that sentence, she's packaging it in blaming Israel. You're blaming Israel even for Hamas terrorists? Give me a break. Zeldin continued, they're not going to point out Hamas denying humanitarian aid to their own people using women and children as human shields, calling jihad an obligation. Where's their outrage when a senior Hamas official a month ago calls for the murder of every Jew? Or where's their outrage over the Palestinian Authority's pay-to-slay policy? Meaning they, you know, if you kill a bunch of Jews, they give a pension to your family for the rest of their lives. They also name a block, a street after you. Or how about Hezbollah putting together 150,000 rockets to be launched into Israel? Bad intentions all the way around. You know what I think is really interesting? The most pro-Israel president in history by far is Trump. The most pro-Israel website in America is not a Jewish website. It's not a liberal website. It's not a Democrat website. It's not a Republican website. It's Breitbart. Breitbart's the most ultra-conservative website in America, but the most pro-Jewish one. And Democrats ignore all this, that Trump's the most pro-Israel, pro-Jew ever, that he's an ultra-Orthodox Jewish grandfather, that he is Jewish for all intents and purposes. that he's been great to the Jewish people before, long before he became president, and great to the Jewish people since he became president. He is exactly what I said at Fox News 4 days after the election. America just elected the first Jewish president. In Israel, he's the most beloved guy ever, ever. And same thing with Breitbart. Breitbart is so over the top pro-Israel. Conservatives and Republicans have become the biggest supporters ever for Israel. And liberals and Democrats seem to hate Israel and want to destroy Israel. Amazing. And there's just no understanding of this. Well, there is an understanding, but no one in the media cares. There's an understanding, but they don't want to admit it. Because they're all liberal, and many members of the media are, in fact, liberal and Jewish. You know what's funny? When someone says, oh, the media is filled with Jews. Well, first of all, I'm Jewish. Second of all, I'm in the media. Third of all, I've always been in the media because 35 years ago, I was lead anchorman at CNBC. In those days, it was called Financial News Network, and I was the lead anchorman for sports on the weekend. But nonetheless, I was a big shot anchorman hosting 5 shows for CNBC. So I think you could argue for many years now, I've been in the media, around the media, part of the media. I am the media. And everywhere I go, you know, Jews make up 2% of America. Everywhere I go in the media, everyone I meet is Jewish. So I think maybe there are a few Jews in the media. Pretty much everybody I meet is Jewish and Ivy League educated in the media. And they're all big liberals. And they can't admit that they support Israel. They can't admit because they're Jewish. They don't want to say they love Jews. So they actually go the other way. That's what's so funny. When liberals and Jew haters say, oh, the media is filled with Jews. Well, they're right, but those Jews can't ever admit. They have terrible guilt. Just like I bet so many people, Jewish, Christian, and otherwise, at Columbia University, mostly atheists, actually. They weren't anything. They were atheists. They hated God. But they were all white. And you know what they all had in common at Columbia? They hated white people. Because they had such guilt. White guilt over their white privilege that they thought they had, that they hated white people and wanted to hurt white people. And I feel the same way about so many members of the media. So many members of the media happen to be brilliant people, Ivy League educated, very impressive. My classmates at Columbia, my daughter went to Harvard, her classmates at Harvard, they're in the media, and they happen to be Jewish. And I think because they have such guilt, they hate white people and they hate Jews, and they're against Israel. It's really bizarre. So when all the people that really are KKK white supremacists claim that the media is so Jewish, they've got it all wrong. The media is filled with brilliant, Ivy League educated, educated intellectual Jewish people. Not all, but I'd say 40-50% in a nation that's only 2% Jewish. 40-50% of the media happens to be Jewish. Maybe even 60%. But they don't love Jews. They hate Jews. They don't love Israel. They hate Israel. They hate themselves. They hate white people. I saw it up close and personal at Columbia, and I see it every day when I speak to Democrats. And I see it every day in my Facebook and my Twitter responses from the liberals out there. And I see it every day with the Democrats running for president. It's a whole party of people that are white that hate white people and Jewish that hate Jews. They can't stand it because they themselves, you know, are guilty that they were successful, their parents are successful, they went to the top school. They're guilty about that. So everybody's got it all wrong. There isn't a Jewish media and a Jewish conspiracy. The only conspiracy is that anybody who happens to be Jewish in the media is guilty about being Jewish, and who happens to be white in the media is guilty about being white, and they seem to hate their own race, and they bend over backwards to always put out negative stories about Israel. And America. And capitalism. So basically the only conspiracy in the media is a liberal conspiracy and a pathetic guilt conspiracy. It has nothing to do with Jewish or not Jewish. It's just massive guilt at being successful. And being an important person and having power. And feeling so bad about it that you like have deep depression and dread. And you want to destroy all the people that are like you. And destroy your own success and your own quote-unquote privilege. It's really strange. Really freaking strange is what it is. And so here back to New York Times, when we're talking about the media, New York Times Executive Director Dean Baquet accidentally admitted to the whole world that for 2 years, his far-left newspaper was built around spreading a hoax. When I say accidentally, what I mean is that he didn't likely know he was being secretly recorded, then his remarks would be made public. He also admitted the Times staff is loaded with left-wingers who cheer us when we take on Donald Trump, but jeer at us when we take on Joe Biden. Slate somehow got a hold of a recording of a company-wide meeting Baquet held with his left-wing staffers And it's an illuminating look, not only at the fall of the Time Zone credibility, but how the news media in general has become infested with entitled left-wing crybabies who only want to see the media used to propagandize left-wing causes. The whole meeting was to placate a newsroom full of babies who are pouting over that one time the New York Times did not slam Trump in a headline. Here's Beckett admitting, for two whole years, his newspaper was built around Russian collusion. He says it got trickier after, and then he says something inaudible, after it went from being a story about whether the Trump campaign had colluded with Russia and obstruction of justice to being more a more head-on story about the president's character. We built our newsroom to cover one story, and we did it truly well. Truly well. For 2 years, he misled his readers into believing Trump colluded with Russia when there wasn't one shred of evidence in the world that Trump ever colluded with Russia. And they published lie after lie after lie and rumors and innuendo and FBI lies and FBI fraud and unsourced nonsense to build a collusion out of fairy dust. Lies, lies, lies. And now he admits he'll focus on another hoax. The hoax that Trump is racist. He says, now we have to regroup and shift resources and emphasis to take on a different story. I'd love your help with that. As Audra Bush said when I talked to her this weekend, this one is a story about what it means to be an American in 2019. It's a story that requires deep investigation into people that peddled hatred. So let me get this straight. Trump has created this great economy after 8 years of the misery of Obama. And every stat during the 8 years of Obama, misery, misery, malaise, horrible economy, horrible lifestyle, horrible gross domestic product, meaning economic growth. Now all of those are great. Lowest black unemployment ever. Lowest Hispanic unemployment ever. And the response is Trump's a racist because they got nothing else to say. They lost the Russian collusion, so let's make up some more lies and fraud. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get to Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor this segment of the show is AmFest 19. AmFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. October 10th to 12th, the Trump Doral Hotel. It is AmFest 19. Headline speakers at AmFest 19 include Wayne Allen Root, Donald Trump Jr., Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, even my guest host, Megan Barth, will be there. Acting legend Robert Davi will be there as a speaker. And, of course, as I said, yours truly, War. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. All right, so I've been talking a lot today about Tlaib and Omar, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, and how they were, you know, basically barred from entering Israel. And, of course, no shocker, Sanders took their side, Bernie Sanders, and he threatened to withhold funding from Israel. It just goes to show you again, you know, this idea that Jews control the world and Jews control the media. Let me tell you something. The only Jews I know that control the media in the world are all liberals who hate Israel, hate America. So they're such liberals that they do nothing good for the Jewish people ever. You know, I mean, this guy's a turncoat. Bernie Sanders is a Jew, but he's an atheist. He's not a real Jew. And he's a communist and a socialist. He believed in the old Soviet Union, took his honeymoon in the old Soviet Union. He's not a fan of Israel. This idea you have like a Jewish cabal that supports Israel is kind of funny. Because I can't stand Jewish liberals, and Jewish liberals like Bernie Sanders are no good for Israel. And the first thing he does is turn tail and run, and instead of defending Israel, he's going against Israel. Let's cut their funding because they wouldn't let two congresswomen in. Two congresswomen who are troublemakers who wanted to start a boycott of Israel and make it a huge movement. Israel was so smart in this one. Because here's the deal. Now let me compliment Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are exactly like Wayne Root, except the exact opposite politics. I'm pro-Jew, pro-Israel. I hate Jews, they hate Israel. I'm pro-capitalism, they hate capitalism. I hate socialism, they love socialism. I love America, they hate America. We're opposites on everything. But they understand promotion. So does AOC. They're really good at self-promotion. And I think all of you know Wayne Root is pretty damn good at self-promotion. I'm like frickin' P.T. Barnum. Me and Trump are P.T. Barnum. We know how to promote ourselves. That's why I was picked by Newsmax to write the book called Trump Rules that comes out on February 10th. And the whole book has nothing to do with politics. It's about how Trump promoted himself to the biggest reality TV show guy in America, to the biggest star celebrity in America, to the biggest real estate mogul in America, and now to President of the United States. He did it with self-promotion. He's P.T. Barnum. And these girls are good at self-promotion, very good at it. So if you had let them in Israel, they would have started to scream, Israel's racist, Israel's a killer, Israel's a murderer. And they'd get crowds of thousands around them, and they'd start screaming. And the media around the world would cover it. And suddenly Israel would be in the news. Well, instead, Israel banned them. And for 5 minutes, you're in the news for banning them, and then it all goes away. If you let them in for 3 days, it would be 3 weeks of pain. Instead, it was just a quick hour, and then everybody forgot it. Well, anyway, Bernie Sanders took their side, and now Ocasio-Cortez praises Bernie Sanders' reaction to Israel banning Tlaib and Omar. Sanders appeared on CNN's Anderson Cooper Thursday evening and reacted to the fallout of Israel's decision to bar Tlaib and Omar from entering the country due to their support of the Boycott of Israel movement, the BDS movement. He took issue with the decision floated withholding aid to the U.S. ally for rejecting two American lawmakers. You have two members of the United States Congress who are denied access to a country which we spent billions of dollars supporting. And Mr. Netanyahu and others in Israel don't want members of U.S. Congress to visit them. Maybe they don't want American money as well. That's funny. So Ocasio-Cortez praised Sanders' take, lauding him for the enormous political courage he wields on behalf of others. No, it's not called courage. It's called being a backstabbing rat. You're Jewish, and yet you're backstabbing the Jewish people and Israel. You're a backstabbing rat traitor is what you are. No good dirty rat. You know what we do with no good dirty rats? One thing completely undeniable about Bernie Sanders, she says, is the enormous political courage he consistently wields on behalf of others. This statement is a big deal. He's not just standing up for two members. He's standing up for the entire U.S. Congress. Hey, folks, do you know how funny that is? 2 weeks ago, I think it was 75 members of Congress, bipartisan, went to Israel and said how great Israel is and how we love them and they're our best friend. Israel does just fine with Congress.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals rolled back a prior nationwide injunction that blocked the Trump administration's attempt to deny most asylum claims at the U.S.-Mexico border. Reversing the move everywhere outside the Ninth Circuit means those who cross the border into California or Arizona will be able to seek asylum, while those entering in New Mexico and Texas will be barred unless they're from Mexico. The New York City Medical Examiner says Jeffrey Epstein killed himself in his Manhattan jail cell. The autopsy was released on Friday and determines the official cause of death as suicide by hanging. Dr. Cyril Redd is a forensic pathologist. He remains skeptical of the findings.
I want to hear more. If they tell me he hurled himself down, fine. But if they're telling me that he was just kneeling down and he broke the hyoid bone and the cervical vertebrae, I'm sorry, I do not buy that.
This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100, ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War. Raw and Unscripted, Raw and Unfiltered, Raw and Uncensored, all the above. And by the way, I've got the coolest offer of the year for fans of President Donald J. Trump. It's only available to my listeners. It's a limited edition art piece of President Trump, numbered and signed by the artist and yours truly, Wayne Allen Root, because it's the one and only War Edition. I have it proudly displayed in my home. It's stunning. It features amazing colors, including a patriotic red, white, and blue American flag behind Trump, a 22-karat gold foil, electrifying Trump's hair, every piece hand-embellished by the artist, making each piece unique and an instant classic. It's created by world-renowned Vegas artist Mark Rems, and it captures the power and presence of President Trump. And it sells for a dramatic discount only to my fans and listeners. Just like President Trump, I've negotiated you a great deal. It's The Art of the Deal by Wayne Allen Root. It'll make you smile every time you see it. It'll be the conversation piece of the year at your home or office. Showcase your support for President Trump with a beautiful piece of art, or give it as the greatest gift ever to the Trump super fan in your life. Christmas is coming up. I know it's only August, but you know what? The stores already have Halloween stuff in them. So they're going to have Christmas by October, a month and a half from now. There'll be Christmas in the stores. So what a great gift for someone in your life, your father, your son, your brother, your husband, who loves Donald Trump. Let him put it in his office. It's the Trump War Edition, signed and numbered, exclusive. Get yours now. Call 833-TRUMP-55. That's 833-TRUMP-55. Or go to WayneRootArt.com, and that's where you can see it. No, you know, you don't have to just imagine it in your imagination, fantasize. What does it look like? I don't know. I'll bet it looks good. Just go to WayneRootArt.com, and there it is laid out for you. WayneRootArt.com. And by the way, it's not mine. It's not my business. It's not my art. But they went out and got that name, so the listeners to my show would easily remember it. WayneRootArt.com. All right. We've got our guest here, Christina Leyla. She is the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor, and she's always here every week or two with the top stories trending at thegatewaypundit.com. Christina, how are you?
Happy Friday.
Thank you. It's good to be Friday. Believe me. You know, I know you guys have a tough job too, man. Keeping a big website going like that is hard work, a daily grind. Daily grind. And I feel the same way, man. 3 hours a day of radio, 5 days a week. And plus, I'm the guy who really is the advertising director for both Newsmax TV and for USA Radio Network. I'm the guy who brings in all the advertisers. So I'm like running a Madison Avenue advertising agency and hosting radio and TV 3 hours a day. I'm ready to drop when the weekend comes. So thank God it's Friday. You're right.
You're a happy warrior.
I'm happy that I can go out to dinner tonight and relax and know that I have 2 days to just hang out. All right, so first of all, the very first thing before we get to the stories that you and my trusty producer Booker Andrew laid out, I'm looking at the front page of Gateway Pundit right now. And my favorite story is the one at the top. East Coast elitist Senator Cory Booker says he will create an office to combat white supremacy if he's elected president. So there's two funny things about that, Christina. The first thing is, he's never going to be elected president. Not in his wildest dreams. So don't worry about it. You're not president, Cory. It would be a miracle if you get to like 3% in the polls. And number two is, can you imagine, I'm president of the United States, what's your first act? An office of white supremacy. The stupidest thing I've ever heard. There's like 8 guys in America who are like, they're missing a chromosome and they have no teeth. And they're walking around with a pointy KKK hat and white outfits. And those 8 guys show up at every event to convince us that America's a country filled with white supremacists. You got to be joking. There is no white supremacist problem, but there is a bad liberal Antifa problem. And white supremacism is not, you know, we should pay attention to it, but it's the least of our worries.
Look, ever since the Russia collusion hoax crumbled, they've moved on to the next talking point, and that's Trump's a racist. So they have to, you know, exaggerate, make stories up. They keep fanning the flame. No one even cares about this. This is, it's not something that resonates with voters. So to run on that is pretty dangerous. And like you said, his polling numbers are low. I just really think that he's clueless and he's just trying to push a new talking point since Trump Russia crumbled.
Right. He doesn't have anything. I mean, look, his name is nowhere on anyone's lips. And funny enough, I think Elizabeth Warren's a joke with the whole Pocahontas thing. But for some reason, I made a guess a month ago, and I put it on Twitter and Facebook and mentioned it on my radio and TV show. I said, if I had to bet now, I think all the candidates are horrible. None of them could beat Trump. But if I had to bet, I think Elizabeth Warren will be the nominee. Joe Biden's never getting there. Elizabeth Warren will be the nominee, and Kamala Harris would be her VP. So it'd be an all-woman ticket. And they would try and rally women against Trump. And, of course, that's not a dumb thing to do. That's probably a smart strategy. So I don't know why I thought that, but I've seen the most recent polls. And Elizabeth Warren is really surging at this point. And she's either tied or 1 point behind or a couple points ahead of Biden now.
It's shocking. And she's lied her entire life about her nationality. And she is the 1% that she claims to fight against. So it's going to be interesting to see, but I'm on the fence with Biden and Warren to see who's going to be chosen, because we know the DNC chooses their candidate.
It can't be a white male. They just can't pick a white male, because that just destroys their identity politics. So I don't think it'll be Biden. I mean, look, you know what's a little-known thing about Biden? If it had been Trump, it would be the biggest news story in the world. But because it's Biden, it was barely mentioned. I'm sure it was on Gateway, and I mentioned it on my show. But, I mean, it was never on the evening news that Biden couldn't even remember his own website during the debate.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? He said Biden 30330. And he said it like that. Like he didn't know what he was saying or doing. Hey, Joe, it's your name, Biden. And then the year you're running, 2020. That's not a tough one to remember. Holy crap.
It's kind of like Hillary Clinton, right? That he's having problems. And Hillary had the same problems, and the media buries it. He's old and worn out.
Let's hear the clip, Christy. I want
go
you to
Joe
hear it.
30330. And help me in this fight. Thank you very much.
He's got dementia, man. This guy doesn't know what he's saying. Holy crap. Very soon we're going to see during the campaign, watch, you're going to see like five Secret Service men. His body's going to go limp, and they're going to throw him in the back of an SUV. And in the back of him is going to be waiting Hillary. That's unbelievable. How do you run these old fossils for president? It's like Weekend at Bernie's. You ever see that movie by any chance, Christine?
Yeah.
It's like Hillary and him, and Mitch McConnell's another one. They're like old fossils, and you're not sure they're alive, but maybe they're a puppet. Someone's got their hand up their butt, and they're moving their mouth. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. They're so old.
They just can't let go of their power. They cannot let go of their power. They won't let go.
You look at like Harry Reid, who was for two years my neighbor, lived literally a block from me in Anthem Country Club in Henderson. And you look at Mitch McConnell, these are guys that are so old that while they're in office, they're falling down and breaking all the bones in their body. You know, you just go, what? Mitch McConnell tripped and he broke his shoulder last week. Harry Reid had a black eye and a broken shoulder. Someone's either beating the crap out of these guys, the mafia either runs America, or these guys are so old, they're fossils. It's unbelievable.
It is.
All right. So I think the biggest news story of the week is probably tied. It's either Jeffrey Epstein's death or it's the Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar being banned from Israel story. Let's start with Epstein. So, look, there's a new poll out at Rasmussen, and twice as many people basically think that he was murdered versus suicide. And yet the moment that comes out, the medical examiner rules Epstein died of suicide. Nobody believes that. That's a stupid story, isn't it?
Right. It is possible someone in his position would commit suicide. However, he was taken off suicide watch. He said he was roughed up by somebody. They put him in a cell. Did you see that huge former cop that they put him in a cell with? That guy was
huge arms. Wow, that guy was big. That guy's a bodybuilder on steroids if I've ever seen one. Jeez.
And everybody knows that any pedophile that's in prison is a target. You know, it's a code in prison that they don't like pedophiles. And
you know,
what that cop
reminded me of, Christina? When I see a cop with big arms who looks like he's on steroids, I immediately think of Fredo Cuomo. I think of Chris Cuomo. That guy's got to be on steroids, too. Nobody has a reaction like that to a guy calling you a name unless you're on steroids and you're whacked out of your mind. And you've got to, like, pick up little weak people and kill them. What's that?
Yeah, I think his young daughter was with him when he
Yeah, but look, I mean, he'd call that an excuse. I know Hannity made an excuse for him and said he's with his family and someone said something about him. But it's just not a bad enough thing to be called Fredo to go wild like that and threaten to throw someone down a row of stairs.
Know.
It's ridiculous. So I think he was on steroids, too. Road rage. Roid rage, yeah. So that's what I thought of when I saw the guy in the prison cell, roid rage. But they kicked him out. They transferred him out the night before this guy committed suicide. Right. Why?
Yeah, so, I mean, he has like broken bones in his neck. You know,
hyoid bone, they call it.
Right. You know, common in strangulation.
And I think it was your site. I get so much of my stuff from your site. It's either you or Breitbart where I get like 80% of my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But one of your two sites had a story today that a medical examiner expert guy, yesterday the guy said 6 to 10% of hyoid bones that break are suicide and the rest are homicide. But the guy today said only 1% of the time when that bone is broken is it suicide, 99% it's homicide. And then they immediately come out and say, oh, it was a suicide. Oh, come on.
Right.
Come on.
Right. It is very, this is very suspicious.
Not only that, you know, the other part of this that's strange, Christina, did you see, I saw an article that said that this is the first successful suicide in the history of the Metropolitan Correction Center. So in 40 years, there's never been a suicide. All the cameras were turned off. The guards were asleep. Nobody was doing their job. They transferred the inmate out the night before who'd be the witness in the cell, right? And then the odds of that bone breaking are 99% homicide, but it's a suicide. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
Exactly. I got a bridge to sell you over the ocean in Las Vegas. Exactly. Hang with us, Christina. We'll grab you on the other side. We got a lot more stories to do. Christina Layla, the Gateway Pundit, assistant editor. You know, you don't get truth anymore in many places in America, but you get it on the Wayne Allyn Show on radio and TV, and you get it at the Gateway Pundit. And because of that, they're banning us both. It's hard to even get people to find us. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root, War Now was the name of the show before, but now it's Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, because that's what this show is, man. No script, no teleprompter, no notes, no nothing. I just react and respond to all the biggest news stories of the day. And by the way, new poll is out. Half of Hispanic Americans approve of Trump following ICE raids in Mississippi. And another poll's out in Wisconsin. Trump's at 45% in Wisconsin. Liberals don't understand numbers. 45% is higher than when he won the state in 2016. I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but you don't get it. 45% doesn't mean that's how many vote for you. It means that's your approval number. It doesn't. There are many people that won't approve of you that are still going to vote for you when they see you're up against Pocahontas. You know, when they see you're up against Joe Biden, who's got dementia, they may not like you, but they're going to vote for you. His approval wasn't high when he ran for president against Hillary, but I noticed he beat Hillary because hers was even lower. So approval doesn't even mean anything. You just need to be in the 40s to win an election. Especially in divided America nowadays. Liberty Healthshare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And you get to choose your doctor. You get to choose your hospital. You get to do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Healthshare at any time, 365 days a year, meaning you could do it tonight on a Friday night. You could do it Saturday. You could do it Sunday. Set your alarm clock. Wake up tomorrow and join Liberty Healthshare on a Saturday. No windows. Okay? There's an exception to all the Obamacare rules. It's Christian health sharing. And every time I've needed them, they've come through with flying colors. They've saved me $54,000. Over the last 3 years, just in premiums, $18,000 a year. And then my son had a $2,500 dental bill. They paid $2,000 of it. And I had three doctor visits last year for the first time in, I don't know, 10 years I've ever been to a doctor. I decided to finally go, and I figured I'd spend $100 each doctor to make sure everything's good. And guess what happened? All three doctors are like, oh, yeah, we do take Liberty HealthShare. You don't have a fee. No copay. And I was like, what do you mean no copay? Well, what's the actual fee? There is no fee. There's no fee. There's no copay. What do you mean? There's got to be something. No. You get three wellness visits a year, and this is one of the three. You're free. And I was like, what? And they never sent me a bill, and that was it. No bill. It starts at $107 a month for a single, starts at $449 a month for a family. And when I had kidney stones in February, first time in my life I had an operation, they took great care of me, and they paid for the whole thing other than they made me pay the deductible, and they said the rest is ours. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. Amazing. And it's a small deductible. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or go to lightyourliberty.com. All right, we want to finish up with Christina Layla, Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor, who always graces us with her brilliance and beauty every couple of weeks here at the Wayne L. Root Show. Hey, Christina, how are you?
Hello.
There aren't too many gals in this business. You know, it seems like it's all guys and conservative, right? So you're the anomaly.
I like
you're
it,
the
though.
Anomaly. Yeah, it's cool. It makes you different. It's good. So we're back to Jeffrey Epstein. So he spent hours alone with a mystery woman the day after he was taken off suicide watch. What is that about?
So the lawyer that was visiting the correctional facility told Forbes that he saw a young, pretty woman meeting with Epstein in the lawyer visiting room. And he says that she could have been a lawyer, but she looked really young and she was dressed very casually. And, but he says he doesn't know who this person is. And this was one day after he was taken off of suicide watch. And then he died a week later.
So well, they said
the optics were startling because he's young,
said,
pretty.
Yeah, pretty. So we know it wasn't Hillary. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the word is that the morning he died, he was in with a really ugly woman. Oh, Hillary was there! How is it possible none of the cameras work, so we have no idea who went in, who went out? How's that possible?
I guess the camera, I'm reading conflicting reports. I guess the recent report I read was the cameras were just pointing outside of the cell, and they don't, I guess the doors are made of steel, and so they weren't pointing inside of the cell. But, you know, people are saying, look, he's the most high profile prisoner
right.
in the U.S. system. So why wasn't there a camera in a cell or
right.
more surveillance?
Not,
so I guess not only the most high profile,
but how about he was on suicide watch and you don't have a camera in the cell? Because what matters isn't who comes in or out. It's what you do in the cell, obviously. So, I mean, this is so weird. Everything about it is weird. Come on, when you hear that stat, the first guy to ever commit suicide in the 40-year history of the prison, doesn't that make your eyebrows just curl? I mean, that's just crazy, man. That is
right.
crazy.
And
then
you
were the guys. Well, you were the guys at Gateway Pundit that gave me, I read it on the air last today, the list of inconsistencies in the prison policy and his death. Give people a quick sampling of those, because they were great.
Right, okay, so he was taken off suicide watch after he apparently tried to commit suicide. The guards fell asleep and they actually falsified the logs. So they weren't checking on him every 30 minutes. There were no cameras pointing in. This is the first suicide in decades. Two of the prison guards were actually transferred out.
And then, of course, I don't think you knew yet about the hyoid bone. You know, it's almost 90% of the time not suicide, it's homicide, it's strangulation. So I don't know. All of it seems so sketchy to me. So sketchy. You know, if they mentioned there was a couple there and one of them was unattractive and the other one was a good-looking guy, I'd say, hey, the Clintons were visiting. I could swear I saw the Clintons that morning. Didn't they check in? Yeah, they signed in that Mr. and Mrs.
Right.
Frankenstein. I don't know. Very strange stuff. Christina Layla, the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor, she comes on every couple of weeks or so, sometimes more often, to tell us about the leading stories at the Gateway Pundit, and we always appreciate it. And we love your site, thegatewaypundit.com. Thank you, Christina.
Thanks, Wayne.
Ready for Newsmax TV right now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go, TV.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
I
hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite.